We've just been informed today at a municipal district meeting that according to the new government regulations introduced to try and protect and improve road safety and protect people on the roads, that the majority of county roads in all of Leitrim, not just in the Manorhampton district area, will change from 80 to 60. And while the Road Safety Authority feel that this is a good thing to do, it will all depend on driver behaviour and how careful people are on the roads. But to maintain them at 80, they have to be a certain width and other conditions that are laid down. And most of the county roads here would not fulfil those requirements. And in fact, the engineer did say that in some of our neighbouring counties, he's been speaking to his counterparts there, and it's the same story there as well, that the majority of county roads will be reduced from 80 to 60. And I suppose, anyway, as we understand, there are lots of these roads you can only travel at, you know, they're not safe to travel at 80 anyway, so if it improves road safety. But the actual county councils have no say in this. They're given what the road design needs to be to keep at 80, and if it's not at that, then they must go down to 60. So the executive engineer staff don't have a role in this, and the councillors don't either. So it's an issue that's been changed for road safety purposes.
You mentioned driver behaviour, and I suppose we see so much, unfortunately, an increase of road injuries, road fatalities, and hopefully this will go some way to alleviating to reducing those numbers.
Well, absolutely, but you know, they're drink driving. More people have been detected for drug driving now. And speed also, I suppose, is an element in that. So I suppose we all have to work collectively to try, and we've seen all of the numbers of deaths, huge numbers of deaths on the roads this year already. It has gone up considerably, and families are left devastated with the loss of young and old people in road accidents. And unfortunately, there's been a lot of young people this year have been killed in road accidents, and we want to see a reduction, or we want to see it wiped out completely if we can, but certainly that the numbers be reduced.